You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Hey, we're back, folks.
I live back in the woods, you see.
And the kids and the dogs and me. And Hank Williams Jr. would be. Well, it is, I'm sure, glad to be enjoying the fact that the interest is down and the stocks are up. Because Donald Trump's here now. Donald Trump rode into town. Let me play another little something for you here. Donald Trump retweets Representative Jim Jordan. Listen to this thing that Donald Trump retweeted. I mentioned they're afraid of Bill Barr. Here's Jim Jordan, one of the heroes, congressman from Northwest Ohio. Boy, what a candidate he would be in 2024 for president.
Gentlemen is recognized.
Bill Barr is following the law, and what's his reward? Democrats are going to hold him in contempt. I don't think today is actually about getting information. I don't think it's about getting the unredacted Mueller report. I don't think last week's hearing was actually about having staff question the attorney general.
Now, remember, this is in the House Judiciary Committee. This guy, Gerald Nadler, is the chairman. And this guy is a piece of work from New York. Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R. He's as bad as they come. And Jim Jordan, who's as good as they come, he's on the same House Judiciary Committee. And Nadler wants to go for impeachment. Now listen to what Jordan... Jordan is addressing with utter contempt, addressing Nadler here.
I think it's, as my colleague said earlier, I think it's all about trying to destroy Bill Barr because Democrats are nervous he's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to find out how and why this investigation started in the first place. Never forget what Bill Barr said a few weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, when he testified in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Said a lot of important things, but he said four very interesting things. First, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon, term he used, upper echelon of the FBI. We all know that's the case. Director Comey's been fired. Deputy Director McCabe fired, lied 3 times under oath, according to the Inspector General. FBI Counsel Jim Baker demoted and left, currently under investigation by the Justice Department. Lisa Page demoted and left. Peter Strzok, Deputy Head of Counterintelligence, demoted and fired. Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation and the Russian investigation. There was certainly a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI. Second thing the Attorney General said 3.5 weeks ago in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Spying did occur. Said it twice. Yes, spying did occur. Third, he said, there's a basis for my concern about the spying that took place. And maybe the most interesting thing, 2 terms he used that frankly I find frightening. He said there was, in his judgment, he thinks there may have been unauthorized surveillance and political surveillance. Scary terms. We got to go back to January 3rd, 2017. Senator Schumer on the Rachel Maddow show talking about then President-elect Trump says this. If you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Wow. Wow. I hope you were listening to that. Jim Jordan has all of this nailed. Schumer was threatening the newly elected president, Donald Trump, that if he tried to expose John Brennan or James Clapper, they have 6 ways to get you. In other words, Schumer is threatening. They kill people. Yes, these people kill people.
I don't know if the FBI went after President Trump in 6 ways, but I sure know they went after him in 2 ways. And the first one is the now famous dossier. On October 21st, 2016, the FBI used one party's opposition research document as the basis to go to a secret court to get a warrant to spy on the other party's campaign. That happened. Democrat National Committee, the Clinton campaign, paid Perkins Coie Law Firm, who hired Fusion GPS, who then hired a foreigner, Christopher Steele, who did what? Talked to Russians and put together this salacious, unverified document that became the basis to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. They did it. And when they went to the court, they didn't tell them important things like who paid for it. They didn't tell them that Christopher Steele had already told the FBI and the Justice Department that he was, quote, desperate to stop Trump. And they didn't tell the court that Christopher Steele had been fired by the FBI because he's out talking to the press. They did that. And second, just last Thursday, New York Times story, FBI sent investigator posing as an assistant to meet with the Trump aide in 2016. FBI sent someone in pretending to be somebody else to talk with George Papadopoulos, who was with the Trump campaign. You know what they call that? It's called spying.
Beautiful, folks. Not just spying either. This was a hot chick, okay? They sent in a hot chick who's an FBI undercover agent to compromise Papadopoulos. That was his name. And they were going to get him. In other words, they were doing a setup. They were doing a destroy operation on Donald Trump. Our FBI, our CIA, our Director of National Intelligence. And according to Joe DiGenova, Admiral Rogers, running the NSA, smoked some of these people out. Or we wouldn't even think about it, folks. How do you know about all this? How does Jim Jordan, what a mind this man has. Not a politician, really. A national champion wrestler from, was he at Ohio State? I forget where he was a wrestler. But anyway, Olympic caliber national champion wrestler. Tremendous man, Jim Jordan. Now wrestling with these facts, which he has mastered. He's a champion in these facts. Nobody's beating him. He's throwing these people to the mat and pinning them down. And he's not letting them up. Thank you, Jim Jordan. But how does he know these facts? Somebody who had some of these facts has let them out to us. And Joe DiGenova, this one of these great people, he says it's Admiral Rogers of the NSA. And there must be some other heroes, too. Let's go back to Jim Jordan.
They did it. They did it. They did it twice, and who knows how much more. And what I know is Bill Barr has said he's going to get to the bottom of it. And think about the term he used again. This is important. Political surveillance in the United States of America. I will not yield.
I will not yield.
Think about that term. He's going to get to the – he said he's going to put a team together, going to investigate all this. This is critical. And never forget the guy who ran this investigation, Peter Strzok, ran the Clinton investigation and then launched and ran the Trump-Russia investigation. Never forget what he said. Trump should lose 100 million to zero. We need an insurance policy. Told Lisa Page, don't worry, Lisa, we'll stop Trump. This is what Bill Barr wants to investigate. And as my colleagues have said, this is the House Judiciary Committee. With the history this committee has in protecting fundamental liberties and protecting the Constitution. Last week there was another important document. Document Emmett Flood sent to the Attorney General. I just want to read a couple sentences. Under our system of government, unelected executive branch officers and intelligence agency personnel are supposed to answer to the person elected by the people, the president, and not the other way around. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's a matter of having a government responsible to the people, to we the people. In the partisan commotion surrounding the Mueller report, it would be well to remember that what can be done to a president can be done to any of us. And this committee is supposed to look out for that fundamental fact more than anything else. And we are not doing that today.
Beautiful. Jim Jordan, beautiful. And let's go to our phones now. I think I've thrown enough logs on the fire here. Tom in Florida, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, James. You hear me?
Yep. I got a question for you, Tom.
Yes,
and
sir.
And I don't mean to embarrass you. I apologize for any appearance of doing that. But have you sent any money into RBN after my last appeal to you?
Well, I will. I'll tell you what. I will Friday. Next Friday.
Okay. All right. And all right. And I just want to. I'm just using you because you're on the air a lot. And I'll tell you, if you.
I haven't been on air too long. I've been on.
I would say, Tom. Tom,
every couple weeks.
You have been on the air more than any other person on this radio show. That's an undeniable fact. Anybody in the audience can attest to that. You have had more airtime than any other caller to this show. And if you sent in...
I've been talking a week, James. I've spent a week since the last talk.
I'm talking about years. Years, Tom. I don't care about a week. I'm talking years. Years.
Trump ran for president. I just started calling your show when Trump was running for president in 2016, James. But
yeah, that's 3 years ago.
Okay, fine.
That's three years. Okay.
Anyway.
Now, hang on, Tom. Hang on. Don't skate off with this, okay? If you sent in a dollar, if you sent in a dollar for every hour you've been on the air, okay, for free, okay, $100 contribution wouldn't cover. You had more than 100 hours of airtime, okay? So, I don't mean to embarrass you. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm making the point this way. If you're enjoying a free service provided by John Stadtmiller and RBN and all these people that are volunteering and working so hard to bring it to you, shoulder some load. I'm making this appeal to everybody out there. Shoulder some load. How is our patriot cause going to succeed unless everybody pulls together? And that means that I support you. Well, great. That plus $1.50 will buy a cup of coffee. Who needs your support?
Well, James,
you got to send in money. You got to send in money or it's not real. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, James, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if you're throwing me to the wolves or what you call it, but I'm retiring next year, so when I retire next year, things will be a lot different. But you got your ups and downs and struggles in the world. But yeah, James, next year it should be really nice. But in the meantime, yeah, I hear what you're saying, James. But I don't know if I have that much airtime. Sometimes I don't call your show for a month or two or 1 or 2 months at a time. Sometimes I
Tom, there's no question. There's no question. You've had more airtime than any other caller to this show. I know. I do it. Okay. I know what I'm talking about, and I'm not trying to impugn you. I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm trying to make a point to everybody there out in the audience. Is that the patriot cause requires that we all of us pull together, and that means you say, well, you're out of dough. I assure you. I don't know how out of dough you are. I'll bet you I'm more out of dough than you are. If a cop pulls you over and you get a $50 ticket tomorrow, you'll find a way to come up with $50. All of us have access to some money, and that sending in $20, $50, that is what can keep RBN. It's not just keep it alive. It's not some kind of like desperate plea. We're going to die. We're going to go off the air unless you send some money and so on. We've got to do better than that. We've got to grow what we do. We've got to expand.
Well, James, I hear you. I told other people about your show, but I don't know what happened. But yeah, James, listen, I live in the great state of Florida where you don't get murdered with taxes like a lot of those blue states where a bunch of liberal leftist commies live.
Okay, now go ahead and make the point you want to make. I'm done embarrassing you, and I apologize. What did you want to talk about the current issues?
Well, I want to talk about a few things, James. First off,
just talk about one. Pick one, Tom. Tom, no, not a few things.
What?
Pick your favorite of what you wanted to talk about.
First,
pick your favorite.
I don't want to say, well, first off, Nadler's a schmuck. And what I really want to talk about, Biden's son and Biden, how Biden's getting away with, and it was a coup they tried to do on Trump. The Mueller report's nothing but a coup. That was a coup to take him out of president.
Yes.
And Joe Biden's son and all the Democrats, like Debbie Blabbermouth, Schultz and all them, they're the ones that should be investigated and put in jail. Blabbermouth,
yes,
Schultz,
and you're on a very good point, and some of the audience must be aware of this. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, apparently may have received as much as $10 million from an absolutely corrupt group in the Ukraine. And he was actually there in the Ukraine when Russia was warring with Ukraine over Crimea. But Hunter Biden has received millions of dollars from corrupt Ukrainians And get this, Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, personally intervened to have the investigator, the prosecutor who was investigating this corruption, fired in the Ukraine. The guy who was investigating the corruption with Hunter Biden was fired at the behest of Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden. That, folks, that is that ought to be all it's needed to finish off Joe Biden as a presidential candidate. Go ahead.
That should be breaking news. That should be world breaking news about what's going on with Biden and his
Well, Bill Barr, see, it'll become breaking news. Bill Barr is going to find out how high does this go. We hope. I mean, I've got my fingers and my toes crossed that Bill Barr will not turn out to be a Jeff Sessions wimp, but will be a real man. And if Bill Barr does that, he's going to take this to the top. And Joe Biden's at the top. Go ahead.
Yeah, James, listen. If Biden's also saying that China's not our enemy, China's our best friend with trade, how can that be when they're stealing billions of dollars worth of secrets from the United States? Our government's being ripped off, like Trump says, by billions of dollars by China. And these Democrats and the news networks, all these major networks, these liberal networks, are saying that China's not that bad when they're stealing all our top secrets and everything they can get their hands on? Are you kidding me? You talk about a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy, Mueller, you spaghetti brain. That's where your corruption is. Adam Shaw's next pencil neck shift. That guy Schiff should move out of to Israel or wherever. Move over to Europe, wherever he's got to go. But get out of the United States because he's a lousy congressman. He's a lying hypocrite. Now, James, the last thing, and I'll let you get another caller, I'm probably sure. Here's the main thing I called you about, James.
Okay.
I know you agree with this. If Donald Trump doesn't get 25 to 35% of the black vote next election in 2020, after all he's done for the black community and the Hispanic community, in the white community, if Donald Trump doesn't get 25% of the black vote, I will say the next 2020, that you know what, you can't ever change their mind, and they're racist. They're looking at this as a racial problem. Because the Democratic Party was the party of the Democratic Party were the party of all the other bad groups against everyone against blacks, okay? Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. So if they're going to go after Donald Trump in 2020, not come out strongly for him, with 25% of the black vote, and you know what, James? You're never going to change the black community ever. There'll never be another man. I don't care who it is. There'll be another Republican man that can ever change their heart. Never.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Tom. And I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No, James. Well, listen to me.
That was a good point. I did just listen to you, and I said that was a great point. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Tom. Okay, and I'll reiterate. It's such a good point. I'll reiterate it. Has anybody done more for black Americans than Donald Trump ever? You know, did Martin Luther King do as much for black Americans as Donald Trump? No. Donald Trump has changed the employment picture. He's changed the life of all black Americans more dramatically and more positively than any man who's ever lived, more than Abraham Lincoln. And if Donald Trump doesn't, in reciprocation for that, get some kind of acknowledgement from black Americans as to how much he's done for them, I agree with Tom right there. It's like, wow, you've got to throw in the towel. The idea of ever getting any black votes may just be that nobody's ever going to top what Trump's done for black America. Nobody's ever going to top that. So since nobody's ever going to top that, let's see what kind of a vote black America gives Donald Trump in 2020. It should be, I agree with Tom, 20-25%. It should be that big. Obama, who's I guess what is he? He's half white and half black, and I guess that's he's half white and half black, and he's always referred to as a black man. But his mother was white. Anyway, the Stanley Ann Dunham, but of course, she's gone. She died, but boy, she died knowing the truth about his non-existent birth certificate. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? And a chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy were still
alive. We're back, folks. And boy, I'll tell you what, I'm in Donald Trump's Twitter account right now, and it's you got to go in there before the day is out. Go in there and just. You're not going to have enough hours left in the day to read everything he's put in here. He's put some Sean Hannity in here. Listen to what he put in from Sean Hannity. This is it's all there. It's getting so sophisticated. The Trump Twitter account. He's got links to everything. It's, you know, there's such things as news aggregation sites where you you know, you bring all the news together. RBN is such a place. RepublicBroadcasting.org. You've got lots of news aggregated together. And that's the service that you need. You need to know, you know, somebody, you need some eyes and ears to let you know what happened in the world today that's important to you, that affects you and your future and your children. Well, Donald Trump is his own news aggregation site. He gathers all the best stuff, puts it together. You can't go wrong. If you just read the Donald Trump Twitter account, you'd have a really good grasp of what's happened that day. Here he is. He grabbed this out of Sean Hannity. So I'm playing it for the first time myself. And this has 351,000 views. So Donald Trump, he's getting this stuff out there. Listen to what he linked to from Sean Hannity.
Democratic colleagues, and that tonight is Senate Intel Committee Chairman Richard Burr issuing a subpoena to Donald Trump Jr. He's already testified nearly 30 hours. Why? An attempt to force him back to Capitol Hill, a perjury trap to answer more questions about what we know now is a hoax, something that never happened.
Now, by the way, what Sean Hannity is talking about is this coward, this SOB, this traitor, Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, who is a neocon Republican. He's a fake Republican. And he just issued a subpoena to Donald Trump Jr. to compel him to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the patriots in the Republican Party are livid with Richard Burr. They want him thrown out of the party. They want him deprived of his chairmanship. And if it weren't such a close call, the Republican majority in the Senate, it would be the right thing to do would be to expel Richard Burr from the Republican Party. He is a traitor. Now listen to what Sean Hannity has to say about him.
Confirmed now four separate times, four separate investigations. Listen closely, Senator Burr, let me spell it out for you. Robert Mueller found no collusion. The FBI's counterintelligence investigation for 9 months talked to Page and Strzok. They found no collusion. House Intel Committee investigation, no collusion. And in February, 2 years, 200 interviews, your own committee found no collusion. Senator Burr, are you like a collusion truther? How many times do you want Donald Trump Jr. and other people to answer the same stupid questions that have been disproven? If this is now bordering on harassment and abuse of power and certainly a waste of our tax dollars. How many private citizens' legal bills do you want to continue to run up? It's like $1,000 an hour for a good attorney in D.C. Are the people in North Carolina really being served by this never-ending witch hunt? Four separate times it's been found not to have happened. So the question is, Senator Burr, well, maybe you've been in the swamp way too long.
Yes.
At least one report.
Yes. And folks, this is what Donald Trump has to deal with. Let me make this point. Sean Hannity's right on it, right on the money here. Richard Burr, supposedly a Republican. He said, well, Donald Trump, you had the Senate. No, he didn't have the Senate. He had people like Richard Burr, pretend Republican in there. Richard Burr is a pretend make-believe Republican. And this is what the enemy does. This is what the deep state does. They have people like Richard Burr. Bob Mueller claims to be a Republican. Rod the Rat Rodenstein. Let me say it the way I usually say it. Rod the Rat Rodenstein claims to be a Republican. That's what they do. That's what neocons do. They infiltrate the other side. We'll be right back after this break.
Like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Home. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You know, heck, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
We're back, folks. And we're fully politically incorrect. I just looking up Bill Barr. That's my theme for tonight's show. It's about Bill Barr right now. Does Bill Barr have what it takes to obtain justice on the criminals who staged a coup d'etat against Donald Trump? And it looks as if he just might. Here are some interesting details about William Barr. Let's go back to his early life. Who is William Barr? Born in New York City in 1950. Well, immediately point of identification for me. I was born in New York City in 1948. His father, Donald Barr, B-A-R-R, taught English literature at Columbia University before becoming headmaster of the Dalton School in Manhattan. Barr's mother, Mary Margaret Ahern, an Irish name, also taught at Columbia. Barr's father was born Jewish, which is another way of saying he was Jewish. If you're born Jewish, was born Jewish, but later converted to Catholicism. And Barr was raised as a Catholic. His mother is of Irish ancestry. He's the second of four sons, grew up in the Upper West Side, attended the Catholic grammar school, Corpus Christi School. He went to Columbia University, majored in government, got a Master of Arts in Government and Chinese Studies in 73, went to George Washington University Law School, graduated in 77 with his Juris Doctor. His first job was for the Central Intelligence Agency. He was a law clerk to Judge Malcolm Wilkie of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, and he had a very distinguished rise through the Reagan administration, the George H.W. Bush administration, he was nominated as Attorney General by George H.W. Bush, and that was confirmed by voice vote. So the entire Senate, by voice vote, nobody objected, nobody voted against him. And here's an interesting twist. You know, I like Rand Paul. I like his dad, Ron Paul. I have spent so much time campaigning for both guys. I really invested myself in trying to help Ron Paul. As I said, I met him personally in 13 different cities. I mean, what a story that was. Anyway, Rand Paul, when Donald Trump nominated William Barr to be Attorney General to succeed Jeff Sessions, what a great move by Donald Trump. But one of the people who voted against him was Rand Paul. There is that contrarian streak in both Ron and the son. That contrarian streak. Why would you vote against Bill Barr? The guy who's going to really save our bacon with Donald Trump, maybe. Come on, Rand. You got to stop doing this stuff. He has these other oddball votes where he just sticks out like a sore thumb, like as his dad did. And he makes some great votes. He has great views. But then these quirky sort of libertarian moments when maybe William Barr is not enough of a libertarian. He believes too much in presidential power. I'll bet you that's Rand Paul's problem with Bill Barr. Anyway, and it was a close confirmation. It was 50. What was the confirmation? It was on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, 2018, Trump announced his nomination of Barr to succeed Jeff Sessions. And he was confirmed by, he got out of committee, the Senate committee okayed him 12 to 10 on a party line vote. Then he was confirmed by the full Senate 54 to 45. But Rand Paul was in that 45 that voted no. Anyway, so a little interesting facts about Bill Barr. And this is the big one. This is the big one, folks. This is the big kahuna. This is the 800-pound gorilla. Now, is will Bill Barr bring justice on these felons who staged the coup d'etat against Donald Trump? And you know, will he? How hard will he hit the gas pedal? What we want is the pedal to the metal. We want Bill Barr to unleash hundreds of attorneys, millions of dollars of investigating power of the Justice Department, to smoke out James Comey and smoke out Sally Yates and Loretta Lynch, smoke out Joe Biden, Barack Obama. Anyway, so that's interesting. Some interesting facts about Bill Barr. He's well, I know how old he is because he was born 1950. I was born in 48, so he should be 68 years old. How old is he? He's 68 years old. May 23rd, 1950. William Pelham Barr is his full name. And his wife is Christine Moynihan. That's about as Irish a name as you can get. With three kids. And I'm loving the guy. Just on what he's done so far. Just on what he's already done. I have good cause to love Bill Barr. He's a great man in my book. If he does nothing more. Let's go back to, let's go to the president's tweets. Let's see if he's tweeting away here. Hit refresh on his Twitter account. And see what comes up here. This is so complex today. Here's a tweet 5 minutes ago. Don't you love it? It's like the president is right here with us. You know, I talked about when Trump was running, I said, you know, what he ought to do is have fireside chats like FDR, who got on the radio. And it was as if the president was one of the winning things that FDR did. As you sat around your big Motorola radio, you know, that big giant wooden radio, in the parlor, the central room of your home there back in the 1930s and 40s, you didn't have TV. What was the internet back then? What was the mass means of communication? It was the radio. And FDR used that to great effect with his fireside chats. Well, Donald Trump has outdone FDR. And so here he is. It's now 6 minutes ago, this tweet I'm about to read to you, and I'm about to read for myself for the first time. This came over as a fireside chat to you, directly to you, from your president. He wrote 6 minutes ago, "The Democrats' new and pathetically untrue soundbite is that we are in a constitutional crisis. They and their partner, the fake news media, are all told to say this as loud and as often as possible. They are a sad joke. We may have the strongest economy in our history, best employment numbers ever, low taxes and regulations, a rebuilt military and veterans administration, many great new judges, and so much more. But we have had a giant scam perpetrated upon our nation, a witch hunt, Now he's using really good language. A treasonous hoax." Thank you, Mr. President, for getting that word treason in there. Much worse than a scam. Much worse than a witch hunt. A treasonous hoax. Yes, this was treason. Then he says, that is the constitutional crisis. And hopefully, guilty people will pay. Bingo. Is the president listening to this broadcast? The possibility exists, folks. But, great minds think alike. And Donald Trump is the greatest mind we've got. My gosh. And he's right on the money there. He's right on. I'm just picking up my cues from these brilliant things that he's doing. And hopefully guilty people will pay. Yes, indeed. They should pay. And I love that he's using that word treason. And notice in the same tweet, he's got fake news media. He's got the important concept that the Democrats are partnered with the fake news media, that they work from a script. They're all told to say this as loud and as often as possible. Constitutional crisis. That's what Gerald Nadler, also of New York, is, that's his mantra. Okay, so that was, let me hit refresh here because maybe he'll have another tweet here in the next couple minutes. How does he do this? I couldn't write tweets this fast. I think I'm a good writer. I couldn't tweet this fast and this brilliantly. Now he's addressing the China question here in his previous set of tweets before the. He goes, "We are right where we want to be with China. Remember, they broke the deal with us and tried to renegotiate. Now about this guy, William Pillsbury." who's a great expert on China, he says that's exactly what they do. They will make a negotiation, and then everybody leaves, and then the Chinese, this is what they do. They break the deal. They do whatever the hell they want after they do your negotiation. And American presidents have been too stupid to get what was happening. Trump is too smart for them. We will be taking in tens of billions of dollars in tariffs from China. Buyers of the product can make it themselves in the USA. That's ideal. Or buy it from non-tariffed countries. We will then spend the money that China may no longer be spending with our great patriot farmers, which is a small percentage of total tariffs received, and distribute the food to starving people in nations around the world. Okay, I'm not too sure I like that idea, but I like the idea of giving it to our farmers. America first. How does Merle Haggard sing it? I've forgotten his lyric, but yeah. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who deserve it, who need it the worst. Yes, we do need it. Reading Trump's tweets, it's one of those deals where you just keep hitting the refresh button because you're going, wow, this is happening right now. He's over there. He's sending me a message right now. The president's on the phone. Now let's take a look at news here. Let's go over to Breitbart, that other network, which is, so what John Stadtmiller has created is a network. And let's hit refresh on Breitbart here and see what's up, what their top story is. Oh, here's a great one. A study confirms that Google searching overwhelmingly favors establishment media. Oh, this is what Robert Epstein reported when he said Google has the ability to sway, to change 12 million votes in an election. Here's a great headline. It's another article that's on Breitbart. Peter Schweizer, remember him? Peter Schweizer is the guy who wrote that he wrote Clinton Cash, I think. What else did he write? He says, Biden considers China a business partner and not a competitor. Whoa, I love that. Joe, baby, go with that. Run with that. Come, put that in your platform. You're going to get smoked, buddy. Here's little Adam Schiff, pencil neck Schiff. Little Adam Schiff says the Ukraine scandal concerning Hunter Biden is fake news. Oh, that's fake news, little Adam Schiff. See, that's almost a tip off that's a hot that you want to get on that one. Adam Schiff saying that is a good demonstration that that there's something really juicy in there. You want to go get it. Lindsey Graham, he's getting on board the Trump train. Lindsey Graham's advice to Donald Trump Jr., ignore the subpoena. The damn subpoena, to use Geraldo Rivera's language. The damn subpoena. Here's the former chief of staff of Mitch McConnell says the Trump family has been harassed far beyond normal. Yeah, I would say so. Here's Louis Gohmert. I mean, the headlines, every one of these headlines, we could talk for hours on every one of these. Here's Louis Gohmert, great patriot of Texas. He says the Mueller probe is very close to being, came very close to being the first successful coup in U.S. history. See, that's what all these demon rats were counting on, that Mueller would deliver Donald Trump's head on a silver platter. That's what they were hoping. And Mueller didn't deliver. He got cold feet. Remember, Mueller's got a lot of things to be scared of himself. He was the FBI director who covered up what really happened on 9/11. He was the FBI director who did not find out what really happened, to use Mike Rivero's phrase, on 9/11. And he's got a lot of other skeletons in the closet like that. Who knows why he didn't deliver? I mean, other than the fact, of course, that there is no collusion, but that doesn't stop these people normally. Then came the day at the bottom. Bob Mueller doesn't have any problem lying. Men started crying. Manners were praying and hearts beat. We will be right back with our final segment. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Dust in the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Callers here. Let's go to those callers. David in San Francisco and Tom in Utah. We'll start with you, David. Are you still there?
Sure am. Thanks, James. Hey, you're also a 9/11 truther too, right?
Yes.
I am, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. When Mueller got started on this, I was very suspicious as well because of his inadequacy, let's say, of the 9/11 report. And, the one thing that I think could save Trump out of all of this is if he were to tell America what really happened in 9/11. You know, the owner of the biggest building in New York City, you know, if I remember right, his first quote out of after the buildings fell was, "Now I own the tallest building in New York City." So what does Trump know about 9/11? He might be able to save his own, you know, I don't trust him, but I would sure like to see what really happened. And if the owner of the tallest building in New York City doesn't know what happened, I'd be real surprised. The thing that I disagree with you on, though, is you remember the first guy that fell with the Trump administration was his national security advisor, the guy named Flynn. Flynn was tweeting during the inauguration. 10 minutes into Trump's tweet, he was tweeting to a Russian, it was a consortium of companies that were going to build 45 nuclear power plants around the Middle East. And Trump...
Oh, yeah, okay, David, let me go here. Why don't you trust Trump?
Because I don't... Well, if I finish, you'd be able to follow the string.
I mean,
because
but,
I don't even... I don't think that he even knew what Flynn was up to. And
Forget about Flynn for now, because there's so many... I mean, you know, rather than get caught up in the detail, but hasn't Trump delivered more for you as a patriot than any man in history?
No, not in the least.
Who's
he's made
more?
America more dangerous.
Who has done more for you, David, in your life than Donald Trump?
Ralph
as
Nader.
As a politician.
Ralph Nader.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, as we are right now, you know, I didn't vote for Hillary. I didn't vote for even Bernie. I'm a Ralph Nader supporter, and I think that in the long run, America would be better served if we had a Ralph Nader, Jim Hightower caretaker government after this whole thing is over.
All right.
I'm serious. We need honest people, you know? And that's what the point is. None of these people are honest. They're all scooping it up for themselves, and they're all just eager to get their hands full of American,
funds. Going back to your 9/11 truther, yes, I am a 9/11 truther, and I don't think Donald Trump any more than you or I has the, you know, we have the, you know, the actual facts of what happened. We do know, you're right, which you opened with, Mueller, as the director of the FBI, it was his job to investigate 9/11. The 9/11 commission, what a scam that is. That's not the job of a commission. That's the job of the top law enforcement agency, the FBI. And Mueller did the cover-up. You're right about that, David. And I apologize, we're running out of time. And Tom in Utah, let me give a rain check to Tom in Utah. We're out of time. We are out of time, David. And we'll meet up again tomorrow night, folks. See you then.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.